Hey guys, it's Jessica, founder of Noonday Collection. Welcome to the You Matter podcast. On this podcast, I want you to get ready to be inspired to be more courageous and to own your worth. Get ready to feel connected to the artisan community and to the community where you have a place of belonging, the ambassador community. Because the truth is, you matter, and I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to the conversation. Welcome to You Matter, where we are going to be talking about all things shine. But if you're not coming, keep listening. You guys, I am honestly, and I've been telling people this, I don't think I've ever been more excited about a shine. We have so much to celebrate this year. The shine team that's helping to put shine on internally at Noonday is killing it. We've been able to bring in someone who has run conferences for her former company. Our new marketing director, Christina, is leading up shine, and there's just so much buzz around the office every single day. And I'm really excited about the speakers that are coming as well. And it's just cool how it's all coming together. So, on that note, Shine is just a few weeks away, and I know a lot of you are going to be there. And I want you to know that it's not too late to register to come. Registration ends December 31st. So if you haven't signed up yet, but you know that you want to be there with us, this time is now. Guys, I have called husbands in the past. I mean, I've been known to drum it up. And, you know, I just, if you're not coming because there's certain obstacles in your head, there's certain internal dialogue in your head, or you're just kind of weighing what kind of difference it's going to make in your business, like it is a game changer. And I think that's what I just love about today's episode is really you hear from women whose lives were changed because they came and showed up at Shine. Someone who's not included on this episode is Colleen Matthews. And I was talking to her this week, and she was telling me that it was at Shine last year where she kept watching women go up on stage. And she said, I'm going to be one of them next year. And her business has, I don't know, it's like quadrupled this year as she made that commitment and then learned so much from Shine. So give all of these conversations a listen, and I hope you'll just use it as fuel for the fire. All right, I have Jamie Ivy here.
Hi.
Hey, hey. So she actually is coming by here. She came, ran by to get, she's in love with the poncho, the Guatemalan poncho, guys.
That poncho is amazing.
Isn't it?
Can I say this? That what, if I would have seen that in the catalog, I wouldn't have thought, I can't do that. But when you pulled it out and handed it to me in Guatemala, I'm in love.
Yeah. You can't get enough
of it. In love.
Yeah. I just gave you mine, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
Because we're here at my house instead of at the office. So it's been loved and worn with love.
Well, I wore it in Guatemala, and so I have fond memories.
Okay, good, good. But you know what? That just goes to show the power of trunk shows, too, and, like, getting product in front of people.
100%. Because I think that is one of y'all's products that people have to see it and hold it and touch it. Mm-hmm. You know? And I don't know how – well, I know how you do that, is you get them at trunk shows.
Yeah.
I was about to say, I don't know how you do that, but you get them at trunk shows. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Okay, so the deadline to register for Shine – is like right here, right around the corner. And so, you know me, I am just trying to hustle to get these women there. It's our biggest event of the year. It launches people. I mean, I've had so many ambassadors say that that was like a pivotal point in changing in their business, a pivotal point in them committing, a pivotal point in them owning their stories. And so you have been the MC for Shine for 2 years?
Two or three. Yeah.
Okay. And so what do you most love about it? And why do you think it's going to add value to an ambassador?
Well, if I didn't have a job, I would be a Noonday ambassador after Shine. That's what I said the very first year when I was there with you. I was like, Jessica, I love Noonday because I love you and I love y'all's products. But after I was at Shine, I was like, I love Noonday because of what Noonday does mm-hmm. and their mission and the like what they want to do for women around the world and women here in their businesses. Mm-hmm. So I'm a fan of it. But I also have seen in my own life, whenever I'm gathered with people with like a common mission, a common goal, you always leave there inspired and encouraged. And so if you're thinking, well, what does Shine have to offer me? It has everything to offer mm-hmm. you for the next coming year. It'll give you that boost. It'll give you the encouragement. It allows you to listen to people and be like, oh, I struggle with that too. How have you done that mm-hmm. in your business? But also I feel like just like personally as well,
totally.
You know, and who doesn't love a getaway in Austin?
Well, and I haven't even told you this yet, but we have one person coming who is a public speaker coach.
Stop.
Oh yeah, girl, you're going to love it.
Can I get a one-on-one with her? That's amazing.
I know. So she's going to spend an entire hour. She came in, she was in town a few weeks ago, stopped by the Noonday office, was like, she's a huge Noonday fan and was like, Jess, I just want to come help you. Well, she gave me some serious pointers and I'm like, I want my ambassadors to hear this. So you're going to love that.
I'm going to love it.
And on that same day is a guy named Kurt Steinhurst, who also is a professional speaker. And he just wrote a book called Can I Get Your Attention? And it's all about how to like, put digital media in its place and social media in its place and really concentrate on the activities in your business that are going to bring the most ROI.
Love it.
So you're going to love that.
I'm going to love that too. I actually get to just come for free and learn as well. So thank you for that. But I think that's really good because probably some women are like, one of my fears is how do I stand up and tell people things? Like you might have a passion inside of you, but translating that to where people follow you and trust you and believe it is another thing. And so,
and how you say that and even your body language
totally
it's crazy.
Totally. So I think everyone needs to come because you're going to learn so much.
Yes.
You're going to meet new friends who have the same passion in life. And I think that's always fun.
Yeah.
Right.
Jalia's going to be there. Now you've gotten to interview Jalia, but you went and visited her workshop, didn't you?
I didn't go to her workshop,
Yeah. Tell us about that.
So my very first Shine, I interviewed Daniel.
Oh, you did?
In front of everybody. And that was just one of my most favorite things ever. Oh, and then cool. I did an interview with you and Jalia for my podcast. But when I was in Uganda.
Yeah.
When I was in Uganda a couple of years ago, I was there with another organization and Jalia and her team actually partner with them sometimes.
Okay.
And then they come and give back, which that was really cool for me because I'm like, no longer is Noonday or us or Americans. We're not like just holding Jalia and Daniel's hand and pulling them along.
Right.
I got to see their whole business come and serve their people.
Yes.
And so that was really cool for me. So I got to see them. They were actually bringing like sanitary pads to women in a village. So
that's so cool.
It was really great.
Passionate about that.
Yeah. So that was fun.
Wow. I absolutely love that. Okay. So, and then you have something cooking as well that you're going to get to share with us at Shine.
What have you
been up to?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I have a book coming out at the end of January. So just a few weeks after I see your people.
Yeah. So we are going to send you off and I'm going to need it. Yes.
Because you know.
Yeah.
I know. It's like this, you shared it all, you wrote it all down, and then you're like.
Now everyone reads it.
Should I not have said that?
Yeah.
I take it back. Just kidding. So I'll be in the midst of dreading that. So you guys can encourage me with that.
Will not be dreading that with our community. We're going to love on you that whole time.
Are y'all going to make any special announcements?
Oh, are we ever?
Because I just want to be in the room because that's my
favorite. Oh. We have a big one. We have something I've been working on for 2 years.
Can you give us a clue?
No.
You can tell me when we stop recording.
I also have held off on announcing my book title and cover because I want the ambassadors to be the first. So we're going to do the unveil of all of that.
Do you have your cover done?
Well, it's in process.
Okay.
It's in process.
Okay.
But so we're going to reveal all of that. And also Jalia, who's been reading my book because she plays a huge role in it.
Uh-huh.
I think we're going to do a reading.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's so exciting.
So that's fun. And oh yeah, we've just got all sorts of things up our sleeve.
I can't wait. Awesome. I love actually being in the room when that stuff happens. I'm like so excited for everybody.
Well, and then you're going to get to be a part of our spring reveal.
Do I? What do I get to do? Oh, yes. Hello. How did I forget?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that is going to be so much fun.
So excited.
Honestly, this lookbook for spring, I try not to say this is my favorite ever because I'm like, we always say that. It's mind blowing how beautiful this line and this lookbook are.
I can't wait.
It's next level.
I can't wait.
I mean,
this is going to be a party.
It is a party. Can we have
those confetti blower things?
I'm sure. Come on, I'm somebody. Sure something, I'm sure something's up somebody's sleeve.
I know.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for stopping in.
You're welcome. And I cannot wait to see you. I said this to a girlfriend yesterday. I'm not lying. And I say this all the time. A girlfriend of mine was saying something about Noonday, and she said, you're going to be at their Shine conference, right? And I said, yes. And I said, it's my favorite event I do every year. And I'm not lying. Cool. I'm being so serious because your people are amazing.
They are.
They're so kind to me.
Yeah.
And I like being around kind people.
We love you. You know, I have to say that. I had breakfast this morning with the CEO of a huge, huge company, and I'm so excited about being able to have a peer like this. But she was sharing that one of her biggest struggles has been finding peers that actually are for her success. Mm. And she feels like there's a lot of resentful women in her life specifically. And I have to say, all I could think about was the ambassador community. And I was like, man, we have built a community where women celebrate each other. It's like, that's the culture. And so I almost forget that there is a whole culture of sort of resentment and jealousy mm-hmm. and competition and mean girls, mm-hmm. that is sort of the everyday experience of a lot of women. And it just was another, I had a lot of gratitude this morning and thinking
that.
About our community and like, you're right. And I know that there's even some women listening right now who are scared out of their pants or I don't know what
panties. Scared out of their minds.
Scared out of their minds. Okay. Thank you. That's the term. Scared out of their panties to come. Mm-hmm. And what do you say to that person?
Well, I say this to them. They're already in with Noonday, right? Because you have to be an ambassador account.
Right.
They've already taken a huge step. So for me, I think this is just it is a huge step. If you're scared out of your mind and you maybe don't know anyone that's coming, I'm not going to diminish the fact that that's a big step to
do. Right.
It really is. But I've heard you say it. I say it. Nothing's worth doing if you've got to go forward even when you're scared.
Right. Right.
Keep taking those steps.
Yes.
Because I think that what you're going to find is the outcome from that weekend on yourself personally and on your business is going to be exponentially bigger than the fear that you had from going there.
Totally.
You're actually going to get to the end. And you're going to say out loud to yourself.
And you're going
to
be alive.
Yes. You're going to be alive and you're going to have friends and you're going to have fun and you will learn something and you're going to actually say out loud, what was I so afraid of?
Yes.
And so I think just knowing that on the other side, you're going to realize that you're going to be okay.
Yes.
And it's actually going to help you.
Yes.
You kind of just have to tell yourself that now.
You do. Yes. Guys, I cannot wait to see you. Jamie can't wait to see
you. I can't wait.
And y'all, she doesn't just come and like come in and do like a little talk. Like she's like with us. She is hanging out. So yeah, you're going to want to enter in the hall. You're going to get selfies galore.
Bring it on.
And it's going to be so, so, so fun. So we can't wait to celebrate you guys and celebrate Jamie in the launch of her book.
And everybody.
And everybody. Okay. As you can tell, Jamie is a huge cheerleader for Noonday, and it's going to be so fun to get to have her at Shine again this year as our MC. And like she said, if there's any way you can get to Shine this year, just do it. It's going to pay off a huge way in your business, but it's also a great opportunity to gather with your tribe. And you know, that word tribe, it can help you either resonate with it, like, yes, this is my tribe, or you still feel on the outside. And so we don't want you to feel on the outside. We are building a giant table where there really is a seat for you. And so come and pull up a seat. Okay. Sometimes you just need to make room for yourself and we will scoot over. And sometimes maybe you're not telling yourself that story at all. You're just like, there's my seat and it's time for me to take it. Whatever your story is, we've got a place for you and we really want you there. So I know not everyone can come and I want you to empower you to make the best choices for you and your family. But if you know in your heart, you should be at Shine this year and you're a little on the fence, guys, my job is to get you off the fence. So in this next segment, I'm talking with three of our ambassador sisters, Marla Yates, Holly Guerin, and Erin Cox. And these ladies range from Shine veterans to first timers, and I love getting to talk with them. Tune in. So the purpose of this podcast is to ignite people and just especially
speak to any obstacles that people may have, because as we all know, we tell ourselves stories. So we want to tell ourselves stories of why we need to be at Shine. And then let's also talk to all the people who are coming to Shine, how we can get the most out of it. So I'm going to start with Marla. Marla, this is going to be your first time to Shine. You just started Noonday in August. And so tell me about what you're most looking forward to about coming to Shine.
I mean, I would say all the things. I'm looking forward to all the fun I've heard there's to be had at Shine. And I think after being in the Facebook community, the ambassador community online, and seeing names and interacting with other ambassadors from all over the country, I'm just super excited to put faces with those names and to actually see the real person and get to know them better. And I would say the second thing I'm excited about is meeting the artisans or seeing the artisans, because at this point in my business, this is the only way for me to do that. And so, and it'll be the first time that I get to hear their stories from their mouths. And I'm just very excited about that.
That's awesome. And tell me, did you have any obstacles, like internal obstacles, like, oh, I'm intimidated, I'm not going to know people, or external obstacles, like, how am I going to figure out childcare? Like, tell us about any obstacles you had and how you've overcome those.
Well, I think there's always internal and external obstacles. Internally, a part of my past is that I've been in a direct sales company before where there was a large group of women, and that wasn't a positive experience like being an ambassador has. And, so I can easily be intimidated, by knowing I'm going into a group of women that I don't know very well. But from what I've seen on the Facebook group, I know our ambassador community is awesome. And I know that we lift each other up and empower each other. And so I am squelching that fear and eagerly anticipating getting to meet my fellow ambassadors. Externally, I have 4 kiddos. So we've had to call in some grandparents from out of town to help us out that weekend, and just scheduling and planning. I'm also a homeschool mom, so keeping up school during that week, or the few days that we're the weekend leading into the weekend, will be a challenge. And we'll see if the grandparents do that. But yeah, I think there's just always challenges to jump over, but I think usually they're worth it. So I'm excited.
I love that. That makes me so happy. That makes me so happy because, you know, there's a psychological phenomenon called the negativity bias, where when we have one negative experience, it takes 3 more positive experiences to sort of squelch that negative one. And oftentimes when we have that negative experience, we build a confirmation around the story that we had, like, oh, all women are like this, or all conferences are like this. So I'm so proud of you that we are going to build a new story for you, girl. I can't wait. That is so cool. Okay, I'm going to hop on over to Holly, because Holly, you are a self-proclaimed woman who feels on the outside. I hope I have the freedom to say that. You've said that to me. Okay, so I know it would be your natural tendency to even feel like an outsider, even in the middle of Shine. And yet this is your 4th Shine. You're coming in. And so I want to hear more about your Shine journey and what is making you excited about this 4th year. And if you think about what we were like the first year of Shine and what your journey is like now, tell us more about that.
So I have seen a huge evolution of my Shine journey over the first 3 years that I've gone. And, you know, the first year, I am an introvert. Even though I present as an extrovert and I can be talkative, but I definitely need time alone to decompress. And so the first year I chose to get a room all by myself because I just knew I would need that time away. And at that point I'd started in like mid-September. So it was kind of new and I didn't really know anyone at all. So, that year was not super easy, I have to admit. I was pretty overwhelmed. And on Saturday evening before the dinner, I found myself in my room just crying, sobbing. And I'm not really sure why, you know, it was probably just feelings of loneliness or whatever. But I went ahead and, you know, went to dinner, but, I didn't go to the dance party. I was not brave enough for that yet. Ironically, even though I've kind of been a dancer all my life. And then the second year I chose to have one roommate who, I didn't know prior to Shine. So that was kind of fun. And it was nice to have kind of a quieter room and a good balance that I could go out there. I had also made a lot of friendships since I had like a year under my belt through the Facebook group and things like that. So that was definitely a better experience. And then last year I chose to have three other roommates. So kind of the typical thing of what everyone does, four gals in a room. And it was really a lot of fun. And sure, it was a little difficult for me to kind of unwind, but I was able to find time to do that and appropriate places to do that. And I did go to the dance party. It was wonderful. Had so much fun. And so that's kind of what I'm anticipating at this next Shine. You know, now I feel like I'll be really confident to not feel so alone in a crowded room. I'll know more people, but I will also be so much more open to, you know, walking up to someone myself and, you know, introducing myself. Hi, you know, how are you? And that's kind of been my journey. So even though it didn't start so great, I said, I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to keep coming because it's a wonderful experience in the end. And it's gotten better and better for me, at least every time.
That's so awesome. So what advice do you have for women who are wondering how to navigate all the excitement and new people and outfit choices that can kind of get a little bit overwhelming?
Oh gosh, the outfits and the packing. I think we all just want to look our best at an event like this. And sometimes that can get overwhelming. Yeah. As far as advice though, I would say, because I've had such varied experiences at Shine, I would say just to throw your expectations out the window. That's kind of what I do every year. And I don't have a ton of expectations for this year, other than the fact that I'm going to, you know, go to the dance party. But any time I have had expectations, you know, then that means there's something to live up to. And so in a situation like this, I would just say, forget it. Whether those be good or bad or indifferent, just be open to the outcome when you get there. Because when I have put aside my expectations, I have usually found in any situation that the outcome is usually better than I ever could have imagined. So even if you're going in with a lot of trepidation or, you know you're going to be nervous or shy and that is your expectation, I think you're going to do better than that. You'll always do better than you think you will. So don't expect a darn thing.
I love that. And I think it takes such consciousness and intentionality to even like notice the assumptions that we're having. And, you know, just as Marla was saying, we have these experiences from our past that might have been negative or they might have been really positive, like you said. I mean, we have these experiences. And so we go into a conference like this with these assumptions. But it's interesting to think, like, what are the assumptions I'm having? Write them down and then challenge them. Like, how can I have a new assumption and be open to something truly new? And I would think as a fourth year Shiner, it would be easy for you to like have a whole lot of assumptions, but I love that you're challenging yourself to approach it new again. And like, you could have a whole new and different sort of experience this year. Okay, Erin, I loved what you shared on Facebook, so I'm going to read it really quickly. It just, Erin says, last year, first time, I was in the middle of a very dark season, and not only was I welcomed and loved on, I'm sorry, I cry. Okay, and loved on my women who I'd never met, but I roomed with three quote-unquote strangers. who've checked in on me all year long. I should add, it was the first time I was brave enough to share my story and be okay whatever followed. Turns out what followed was beautiful. Watching Amelie dance on Saturday evening surrounded by this power tribe, among other experiences, gave me the drive to push through when I just couldn't take another step or breath. My business went from averaging $800 a month and has more than doubled. Oh my gosh! You're making me cry.
My eyes are tearing up just listening to you read that again. I guess going into Shine last year, I tried to not have very much in the way of expectations. I was at such a low point emotionally. My husband and I had just walked through a really traumatic loss of our first pregnancy, and I ended up leaving my career as a pediatric intensive care nurse. And I was just in this place where I felt like I had no role. I didn't know who I was supposed to be anymore, and I felt like I had nothing to give to anyone. And at the same time, when I joined Noonday in November, there's this huge part of me was really missing what I got to do in loving on and serving people who were walking through really difficult times. I was excited to just see and hear and experience artisan stories and be around other women, and to just really, I think, in a lot of ways, step away from or escape what I was walking through on a daily basis, and just the emotion and the struggle and just the hard and the ugly that had seemed to set in. And I never would have expected to feel so loved and so accepted by other women and other people that I had never even met before. When I arrived in Austin, I hated my story. I was really angry about what we had experienced and what that looked like and what that meant for me. And I hadn't really found the courage to just say, this is my story. This is who I am. And so being there and listening to different people over the course of the weekend, I kind of just started to build this, you know, hey, I'm going to say it. And if people don't like it, then that's gotta be okay, because this is who I am. And really the conversations that followed from that honesty and vulnerability just gave me a sense of belonging that I never expected to experience.
And that's so powerful, because that came from you owning your own story first and like being courageous enough to be vulnerable, because we can't experience connection without vulnerability. So kudos to you, and kudos to our community, because we're a community that creates a space for women to be vulnerable, you know? So that's just so awesome. So tell me a little bit more about what you had to overcome to attend Shine in the midst of a really hard season.
I think the biggest thing that I had to overcome to attend Shine in the midst of this season was really just getting over my own fear of myself and my story and what other people were going to think of me. My husband was super supportive, and there wasn't a lot in our life in terms of physical barriers or time limitations. But really it was just the emotional state that I was in and how I worried that I would be perceived. And like I said, I was super new to Noonday. I'd only been doing it 2 months at the time of Shine, and I just felt like I had absolutely nothing left for anyone else. So really, it just took the courage to pack up my suitcase and drive to the airport. And then also, it took the courage to be willing to room with three people that I'd never met before, and not knowing anything about what that would look like or how I would be received or rejected.
Yeah, totally. And so what would you say to ambassadors who might be wondering if this is the right time for them to commit to attending Shine this year?
I guess I would say, if you can step outside of your own fear for just a minute, just long enough to get on the plane, that you will experience a whole new world that maybe you never knew was out there. Just the strength and the courage and the varieties of stories and struggle in this group of women. It's just very real. They're just the very real people. And the honesty and the vulnerability that takes place, whether it's around meal tables or in bathroom lines or at coffee between sessions, you just start to experience the realness of who these people are, and just their love and acceptance of other people. And that can look like moms who are parents of special needs children just getting together and loving on and supporting one another, or, you know, all of us groups together on Saturday evening just celebrating top sellers and major accomplishments over the last year. It's just it's a strong community that's encouraging and uplifting and strengthening just to be around it.
Love it. I know, it's crazy. It's like business, style, impact, self-help, like inspiration. It's crazy. You can. There is nothing else like it. It's awesome. That's why I want everyone to come that's listening. Okay, Marla, what would you say to encourage new ambassadors who are unsure if they want to attend this year because they feel like, gosh, I've barely sold anything, or I don't know anyone? You know, what would you say to them?
I mean, I would say to other ambassadors that are like me and maybe never been to Shine, but want to come, is that to be a new ambassador, I'm pretty sure you've already stepped out of your comfort zone at least once or twice or many times. And so I think this is just something else that you have to see as a positive. I'm excited myself about being there. And I think hearing the artisans and being around other ambassadors is only going to bring me new energy and passion into myself and therefore into my business. And so I would say go scared and put your foot out there, test the waters, and give the ambassador sisterhood a chance to love on you.
That's so awesome. Okay, Holly, I have a question for you because I think it'd be easy. Your fourth year in, you know, you've really found a tribe within the tribe of Noonday. How do you stay open to new relationships and to continuing to create a place of inclusion for new people, especially as sort of an introvert?
That is a great question, because I know that it was probably my fear and a big fear of a lot of first-time Shiners that you're going to go in and see these groups of people that look like they've been lifetime friends and that there's not a place for you. But that really could not be further from the truth. I think we have such a beautiful culture within our ambassador community. And I hope I can speak for other seasoned ambassadors. I can't think of any of, you know, my tribe within a tribe that wouldn't answer that. You know, we're open to anything. There is a table and you can sit at our table. That's just kind of the culture here at Noonday. It's not exclusive. You know, we are all just doing what we do because we have a passion for it. You know, I'll actually go back to my very first Shine. When I said I was crying, you know, alone in my hotel room, and, you know, by the grace of God, literally, I was told just to put myself together and go on down to dinner. And when I got there, I was like, everyone was already in the room. I wasn't late, but, you know, everyone was just kind of already seated. And I walked in a side door, I remember, and I probably had a look on my face that was like, oh gosh, I'm overwhelmed. I don't know. Where do I sit? And there was a table right there at the corner, and the gals at the table were like, oh, just come here, have a seat, sit down. We have an extra spot right here. Go for it. And so I did. And I don't think I knew any of them. And, everyone was just so friendly. And during the program, I believe that every single one of those other women at the table got up and was recognized for either being a top seller, or they had earned an artisan trip, or, you know, some other kind of recognition. And I was just both floored, like, wait a minute, what am I doing at this table? But also really, like, honored that, you know, that they were open to having someone sit with them and that they didn't know. And I just think that that's how we are at Noonday. I think also of Shine when you're walking around at lunch and you're like, oh no, I don't know anyone. If there's a spot, just sit down. I would love for someone new to come sit down next to me. and we could have a conversation and get to know each other. I think there's room at the table. And not only is there room at the table, we want you at the table. This table is for everyone, and everyone's open to that. So yeah, I just think that that's how I'm open. I have seen my circle grow bigger over the years and not smaller / tighter. If you know what I mean, it doesn't get smaller and tighter. It just gets bigger and more loving.
You're making me cry. Oh my gosh. I woke up a little sick today. So maybe I'm like extra sensitive, but my gosh. Yes. Let us all be the women in this community that say, I want you at my table. You know, not just like, oh yeah, there's room for you. Like there's an extra seat, but no, I want you here. I just love that. Okay, Erin, what are you most looking forward to?
What am I most looking forward to? That's a hard question to narrow down to one answer. I think first and foremost, I'm just so excited to be rooming with the same three girls again this year. And I just really look forward to those moments where we get to connect in person. I can't wait to just hug them and see how their year has been and just see their faces and hear their voices and just gather with them in the space that we have to do that. And I think from a business standpoint, now that I have a year of experience under my belt, I'm just really looking forward to picking up more knowledge and more understanding of how to do this well and how to walk this well. And just to keep gleaning from the sessions and from time with artisans and opportunities to learn from people who've been doing this for a long time. And I would be sad if I forgot to mention that I'm super excited for Epic Dance Battles on Saturday night on the dance floor.
That is awesome. Oh my gosh, y'all, I've got to have energy for the dance party. I always just conk out. I go, but then I sneak off. I got to do it. My kids way outlasted me last year. Okay. So I want to end with a little story that I haven't shared because it was just a couple of weeks ago. But I really want to speak to those women right now who are listening and maybe they're thinking about coming or maybe they're coming already and they are feeling a little nervous. But Amelie started a new school this year, sixth grade, middle school, brand new school, didn't know a soul. And a couple months in, she'd been pretty enthusiastic and she's pretty friendly. So, she's not like necessarily a shy kid. And a couple months in, we're like driving on the way to school and I'm seriously on my way to the airport for something. I can't remember what, but I'm like, "So, are you feeling seen and known at school?" And I'm expecting her to be like, "Yeah, Mom." I was like, "Or are you feeling hidden?" And we're pulling up to the school. I'm expecting her to say, "Sina, no, Mom, love you. See you when you get back from your trip." And she's like, "Mom, I'm feeling hidden." And I was like, "Oh no, oh crap," you know, but she, and I was like, "Okay, well, you know, I know you, God knows you, you are known. I love you. We'll talk about this later." And then she goes off to school and I got home from my trip on Sunday night and we're laying in bed and I'm talking to her about, you know, "Tell me more about that." And basically it's like, "No one will walk with me from second period to third period. Like, I don't have anyone to go with me to second, you know, to third period." And I was like, "Amelie, did you know that you have the power? You have the power to change that story. Because I guarantee there's a little girl in your class that wants to be asked to walk with to third period. So who's someone? Tell me someone right now that you can ask, because you have the power to change this. You don't have to wait for someone to ask you. You don't have to wait to feel like you're seen and known and loved. Like, you can go and do that for someone else." So she named a little girl and we kind of went about our week, crazy week. And then the following Sunday, and I was like, you're telling yourself a story. Like, what's the story you're telling yourself? Because let me tell you something, you are a good friend and whoever is not going to be your friend, they're the ones missing out. And you don't want people to miss out on you, you know, like the world needs you. Like, you don't want people to miss out on you. And so the following Sunday, I was like, "How's it going?" She's like, "Oh Mom, it's great. I think I was just telling myself a story." And it just was such a powerful reminder that we can tell ourselves new stories about ourselves. Like if we don't come to Shine because we think we're going to be alone, we have the power to change that. We can go and create a space of love and belonging for someone else. And the world's missing out on us. Like when we stand up and own our voice and our gifts and our talents and our power and what we have to give, like we're actually withholding back from the world the gift of us when we don't show up. And so thank you, each one of you ladies, for showing up, for Marla, for coming and as a new person, and, you know, and also for Erin, who's coming again and who came during a difficult season, and for Holly, who's coming again and again and again. And, you know, we want you guys there. It will change your business. Like Erin said, I mean, it doubled her business, and it will change your impact. It'll change your connectivity and what you feel. And we just want to fill you up. Like literally, we want to just fuel you up and help you fly on into the next shine.
There you have it. No matter what season you're in at your business, we have a place for you. And if you're worried about not knowing an ambassador, whether you're going to end up crying in your room, let me just tell you, you are enough just as you are. Join us. And if you absolutely can't join us, you're enough and your business can still rock it. We're going to be doing some Facebook Lives, and we're going to be trying to do a lot to bring the community along with us. So sign up, guys, December 31, for those of y'all that were waiting till the last minute. Love you guys, and see you at Shine.